Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in program 47. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways at the end of the program to receive one.
We're going to be doing part four of Another Pearl Harbor. We also have a couple of letters to read, but right now, before we get going, I want the Holy Spirit to anoint me outwardly that I'll be able to have the proper commentaries as we read along here. For the soul, you souls out in the world and in the church, to be edified. And Father, we ask that your Spirit opens up their spiritual mind, their ears, so that they can hear and understand. And Lord, open up their ability to see spiritually, their spiritual eyes, so that they can see spiritually, that the souls will be saved in the world and begin understanding the horrible lie that they are living in. This world system has caused them to believe that it's all right to starve people to death right on national, international television, and to dehydrate them, that this is the proper thing. This is Nazi, Catholic Nazi Germany. This type of things, euthanasia, that it's all right for people to help people commit suicide, euthanasia, instead of leading them to the Lord, then praying for them to be healed. It's just like that's totally not in the minds of the people of the world today. They just don't believe God at all. The people out there in the world that think that you're going to commit suicide so you can get away from suffering, you don't realize what you're getting yourself into, because the things that you're going through on this side of eternity is nothing in comparison to what you're going to go through on the other side. The Bible says if you murder anybody, including yourself, that no murderer shall enter the kingdom of God. And you doctors that think that you're really being benevolent, this is a Nazi way of thinking, and you're going to go to a very bad place after you die. And you know, all of us could die at any time. I saw on the news where a bunch of people tore a goalpost down and the goalpost hit a person and killed him. They didn't think that they were going to die and go to wherever they're going in eternity, probably hell, because a true Christian is not involved or entangled in any of the affairs of this world, including sports. I mean, it's all right to work out a little bit and stay in shape, of course, because the Bible says so. And God has instructed me to do so, too, to just make sure that I exercise a little bit and eat properly. But, Father, we ask that you pour out of the spirit of common sense, godly understanding, wisdom, and knowledge on people, to where they will receive the truth, your word, that they might be saved, and that they will stop this nonsense, this horrible sin of murdering one another and murdering all these children, these babies, unborn babies, and anybody that is so ignorant to think that your body is your own. This is the lie. The Lord says that he created us to serve him in these bodies, and the Lord wants you to live in these bodies. This is the Lord speaking to you through me right now. He wants to live inside your mortal body by his Spirit, and he wants to live in you and say his words through you, and he wants to give you the power to be able to keep all the commandments while you're doing so. And he wants to be able to talk to you in the morning, and he wants to be able to talk to you throughout the day. He wants you to open your Bibles in the morning and read of him so that you are able to conduct your life during that day in the Spirit, because the words in the Bible, the Word of God is God. The Word of God is Spirit, and it's life, and it is able to give you the fuel, spiritual fuel, to stay spiritual toward during each day. And Lord, we pray that you'll open up all this to everyone and anoint and let everything that's said on this tape be directly from the throne of God in heaven right now, this moment, and let it be very active in the world. In Jesus' name we pray, and in the church, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, where's the first letter from?
From Concepcion, Chile.
Okay, what do they say?
May the peace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Thank you so much for the love and faith you have shown toward us. Though we don't know each other personally, we know each other spiritually by the faith of Jesus Christ. We have received the wonderful blessings of the biblical materials, which are a great benefit to our ministry. In this way, we can fulfill the vision that our Lord gave us to evangelize the world through your biblical materials. Along with my wife, we go out and preach the gospel on the streets of this city. Today we visited the jailhouse of the city here in Concepcion, Chile. The jailhouse is divided into different units, numbered from 1 to 10. Unit 6 is especially notoriously insolent, but it has its own chapel. And while the inmates gather out on the yard belonging to their own units, the brothers preach the gospel to them. I rejoiced today as I heard the testimony of a young man by the name of Felipe, who before he came to Christ had set himself on fire and burned his legs and other parts of his body, suffered burns as well. He also amputated one of his fingers and sent it to the judge who was analyzing his case because he was desperate and wanted his sentence reduced. Needless to say, it did not help him. But one day the brothers were preaching about Jesus, and there he tearfully accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into his heart, and the Lord healed his wounds and his pain. Glory to Jesus forever. Amen. Now Brother Felipe has requested a Bible from us, and in faith believing, we told him we would get him one. He has one that he has borrowed, so Brother Tony, it is for this reason, for him and others, that we request Bibles, literature, Messiah books, and the Pope's secrets, all in Spanish. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you. Greetings from my wife, Celinda, and the rest of the brothers here. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Samuel from Concepcion, Chile.
Praise the Lord. What a great testimony. I'd like to see him get one of these tapes to let him know that you've read that on this program, and then also make sure he gets all the literature necessary, the things that he asked for. I'm sure they've sent all this already. You know, we really distribute a lot of literature in Miami, Florida, and the Keys, and up and down Fort Lauderdale, and all these different places. With a piece of literature that I've written called Earthquake, which we've just recorded a few days ago, and he didn't repent at all, and here they are getting it again. And, you know, the things that you're seeing in the world happening today are nothing in comparison to what's coming. One-third of the whole world population is going to be smitten and killed, which is around 2 billion people. And the Bible also states that one-half will be killed with some other plagues. And so there's a lot of woe going to happen to the earth. The Bible says, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because Satan has been loosed on the face of this earth. Used to be that he was able to go up to the throne of God and make petitions, like he'd say, you know, let me have at Job, because, you know, if you take the hedge down away from him, he'll curse you, and he won't be your servant anymore. So the Lord allowed him to do it, but he said, you can't take his life. Well, now he can't approach God any longer. He can't go to the throne. He's been cast down to earth, and he's got to stay here and all these angels, and he knows that his time is short. And that's why he knows he's going to be in hell in the lake of fire very soon. And that's why he's full of wrath. And he's come out of the closet, too. He's not being cool any longer, you know, real subtle. He's just coming out and letting you know, I don't want the Bible in school. I don't want anybody in courtrooms to even mention the name of God, or we'll get you for contempt of court. Don't you dare read that Bible. Don't you dare pray. Don't you do. This is Satan. Come against that weasel, because the Lord has destroyed him. Don't be afraid of him, because the Bible says that the fearful and unbelieving will spend eternity in hell, in the lake of fire. Amen?
Amen.
So don't be afraid of Satan. The Lord has already destroyed this weasel. These people that, because of the fact that they get to be president, the Vatican has made them some supposed to be big, they give them a title, and that they get to sit in that decrepit White House that's full of rats and they can't even get rid of them. I mean, really, I mean, it said in the newspaper, the Washington newspaper, that it's infested with rats. God has actually cursed that place because of all the evil that's been done in there. So just pray that God will pour out his wrath on, first of all, we pray that everyone will get saved. But if they don't, you have not seen anything yet as to what the Lord is going to do to this earth. He promised it. And look, this is the beginning of sorrows. There's no peace on earth. Now people are more afraid of God. They call him Mother Nature. And a natural disaster, but a supernatural disaster. They're more afraid of God as a terrorist than they are these little men that blow up a bus here and there. The Lord blows up whole cities, and also is going to move the world right off of its axis. So you better fear him. That's the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments. You'll read that in the last part of the book of Ecclesiastes. Amen? The whole duty of man is to just fear God, the word, to do what it says so that you can get into heaven. Okay? Don't be like that little kids at the Easter egg hunt to go round and round and round and wet your pants when the Lord comes. He said, well, why are you saying such things? And are you kidding in this reprobate world, the things that people say on television and everything? Now, I'm just telling you something. They're advertising Pampers and everything. You better get a good supply of them for yourself, okay? Where's the next letter from?
From Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor, greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, in whom lies our hope. I believe by his grace the works of your ministry is progressing. May it continue to progress in Jesus' name. Pastor, this has been my first time of coming into contact with your literature entitled Troubles, and it has helped me a lot. I have read with keen interest this literature and have come to realize that some questions that were confronting me have been solved. Furthermore, this literature has not only answered some confronting questions, but it has restructured my lifestyle, thus my relationship with God. As a matter of fact, I hope to live by whatever I have learned in this literature. I also wish, by the help of the Holy Spirit, to help other people to know Christ. I would be very grateful if you could get me a Bible and literature to help me know the will of God and to distribute to those who are willing to know more about the Word of God. You could also add any literature or magazines that could be of help to my spiritual growth. May God bless you. Yours in Christ, Ephraim from Accra, Ghana, West Africa.
Ephraim, that's a real Hebrew name. Amen?
Yeah.
All right, so this is the fourth part of Another Pearl Harbor. Go right ahead.
According to an article entitled Waco and the Corruption of American Liberalism by Llewellyn H. Rockwell Jr., the media cooperated with the Clinton administration in an amazing cover-up of what was plainly evident. Far from investigating the fire and the lies of the White House, the media, propagandists, demonized the Branch Davidians and smeared anyone, the lunatic fringe, sympathetic with their plight. According to Mr. Rockwell's article and many others, these are the lies the propagandists have told you. The Bible says that only those who have chosen to become Antichrist would do such a thing. Jesus said even Satan will not kill or cast Satan out of Satan-possessed people. Satan just wants to kill God's people, Jews, and everyone else who is not part of today's end-time Antichrist movement.
Right. If we were of the devil, and if the Branch Davidians were of the devil, or this Jones outfit, or whatever they do, if we were of the devil, then why would the devil persecute us? Amen?
Amen.
It isn't the Lord persecuting us, because Satan will not persecute Satan. Do you think that the Vatican will persecute Hare Krishnas? No, they don't do that. As a matter of fact, you see the Pope, John Paul II, worshiping with them. And also demonic cults. They give them tax exempt statuses. But they will not prosecute anyone other than Christians. That's what the whole story is. They've nailed millions of them to the cross and burned them at the stake and cast them into the lion's dens to be slaughtered. That's Roman Catholicism for you. Evil. The most evil. There isn't even any words to express how wicked, how evil they are. And yet we preach the gospel to them and say to the people that are involved with Roman Catholicism, come out of her, my people, God says, and be separate from them and holy, because I am holy. It's a sin to murder people. You shouldn't murder people. If I was so wrong, then try to convert me, okay? Because that's what we try to do to them. And we've been successful in splitting that cult right down the middle. They used to boast of 1 billion people in that cult, and now they say, as of around 15 years ago, that I personally, as a minister of the gospel, has cut that cult in half, that they only had 500 million about 15 years ago. Well, now I pray that they're down a lot lower than that. And I see that God has created through us a separation from there. A lot of people are understanding now that what I was saying about them is the truth. They've hidden all these child molesters in there. They don't prosecute them at all. They make up excuses for them. They're all hiding. All these priests, or a lot of them that were found out, are now in the Vatican and hidden there, just as they hid the people that were with John Wilkes Booth that killed Abraham Lincoln. They spirited the rest of them across the border to Canada, and then they went from Canada into the Vatican, and they protected them, just as they did John Paul II, who you'll see the story on that in one of the pieces of literature that I've written entitled The Fugitive Pope, where he used to make the cyanide gas that murdered the Jews, and he worked for I.G. Farben, the one that made the cyanide gas. I.G. Farben now makes a lot of pharmaceutical things in the United States, in Germany, and all different places in the world. It's a huge company that poisons people through different types of medicines. So John Paul II, when the Second World War was over with, he fled to Argentina because he didn't want to be any part of the Nuremberg trials. He didn't want to be captured. He was just a priest at that time. And when he went to Argentina, the Vatican pulled him in, or her in, because he was a homosexual. And he was a child molester as well. The people in Krakow, Poland, used to throw oily rags at him because in their different factories they had daycare centers there. And he would go into the daycare center as a priest, and a lot of the children were saying that he was fondling them. So when they would report that to their moms and dads, and they were working at the machinery, that when he would be walking in or out of the place, they'd throw oily rags at him to try to get him out of there. But the people that ran the factories, they were threatened if they ever did any harm to the priest that they would close the factory down, so they didn't do anything to him. Anyway, he began helping to make the gas, and he was a cyanide gas salesperson in Krakow, Poland, where they have all these concentration camps, and he helped murder many millions of Jews and other people. So they hid him in the Vatican, and that's the way they do their people. You know, you saw Michael Jackson. I don't agree with Michael Jackson at all, especially him being a Jehovah's Witness and everything else. That's another cult. Or if you want to get in a good argument, talk to one of those. Why don't they rake these priests over the coals like they did him? Because that isn't justice and judgment and equity to just prosecute one child molester, but nail them all, right?
Right.
And remember, when a woman gets to the age of puberty where she can have children, that she's not any longer to be called a child. Because that's another thing that people need to get straightened out, is that for a good century or two, people have been marrying in the United States at the age of puberty. 12, 13, 14 years old, the women. My grandmother was one of them. And that's the law in many states today, that you can get married if you have parental permission, but the Vatican wants people not to be married until they're 18 years old. By that time, you're not going to have many virgin wives. They're committing fornication in schools at 6 and 7 years old nowadays, and even probably younger. In India, 5 years old. And this is definitely a sin, so you have to wait until you reach puberty. So this is a complete other subject. I've written a piece of literature called Legally Married at Puberty. Okay, let's continue on here.
I've been told by many hundreds of soldiers that most of the servicemen are on drugs and really don't know what they're doing.
Well, now they're wising up over in Iraq. There's big documentaries where the soldiers saying, what are we doing here? These people are not doing anything to us, and they're fighting back because we would fight back too if they were trying to do to us in the United States what we're doing to them over here. They're not doing anything wrong, and we're over here because of a lie that Mr. Bush received from one of his compadres. And what are we doing here anyway? We're getting killed and we don't know what to do. Why are we here? They have no idea. And it's just the Vatican wants to take over every country in the world, and everybody believes that it's because of the oil over there. It's just a power-hungry thing that Satan is wanting to do in these last days just before the Lord comes back to earth. It's his last shot at being the world leader, the ruler of the world. But he's not making it. A lot of people, millions of people, do not believe this regime any longer because they came out of the closet, and everybody can see that it's bogus. Okay, then what?
Some of them have told me they feel that they are being sent into battle to be killed, to diminish America of its manpower, so that either China, Russia, or some other Pope-controlled country can invade the United States.
Well, what they really want is they want to get all the industry out of the United States so that these supposed to be, quote, elite, unquote, can have a nice park-like place to live. So being it is that they're the ones that are the head of all commerce, you can't even get a job unless you do things their way. But of course, there's no rules when it comes to them. They don't even pay taxes, the Vatican, here in the United States. And they're immune from being prosecuted here in the United States. They make the rules. This is why it's very important for us to have a country that is separate from all the other countries, and God did that at the Tower of Babel. And it's supposed to be a country that's of the people, by the people, and for the people, not of the Vatican, by the Vatican, and for the Vatican. So here we have a regime that's saying you can't read the Bible. They've taken away your freedom of religion and put in evolution, a comic book in place of, which is not a comedian type thing. It's not funny, because the things that they're causing you poor, poor people out there to believe with your mini minds. You know, all of our minds are miniature. We need to put on the mind of Christ, the Word of God, the Bible, and then you'll be able to think straight. People wonder, well, what should we do? Read the Bible and start doing everything that it says. Get your mind filled with the Word of God, and that's how you put on the mind of Christ. And then, and only then, will you be able to think rationally. And then and only then will you have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So do it today and get yourself saved and get yourself under the direction of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is spirit and life. Okay, let's continue on here.
They've also told me that in Vietnam they were not to fire back at those who were shooting at them. They said they were given insufficient amount of bullets.
Right, there's now 10 women to every man at least in the United States. 10 women to every man, because they're killing off our manpower so that we can't defend our nation. Not that I'm saying that we should with firearms defend it, but if everyone was saved, and the majority of the people got saved, we pray to God and God will come down against any of our enemies and destroy them. That's the truth. But that's what their strategy is to get all of our manpower killed off so that we're vulnerable to their troops when they come in. And then they're going to force everybody into just doing what they want you to do. Just like they just make up any kind of accusation against me and many other people when they took me and many other people to court. And they say, now you can't say any good works. Your attorney cannot say any good works that you've done. If he does say any of the good works that you've done, well, then we'll bring in this string of liars to lie about you to the jury. And the jury doesn't know you from Adam, because I don't live in Memphis. And there's none of my peers there. So they took me from California and took me into Memphis, Tennessee. I had some property, the church did, in Nashville, Tennessee. But I didn't know anybody in Memphis except Elvis, and Elvis was dead. And, a few people in the music industry, and that's it. And they tried me in there and brought in a whole string of liars. And former members of our church that had fallen away, that decided to go on drugs and be involved in fornication and adultery. And they just were paid. They were threatened that they should go to prison or testify against me the way they wanted them to. And when they did, they sent me off to prison for a 6-year sentence. And I got out in 4 years. It was for the gospel, is what it was, because they do not like my message. And I'm sure this message is very shocking to some of you people, but it's very shocking to them too. They want to do everything they can to stop me. And they even for years cut me off being on radio and television, because they hate my message, because it's true. And they're false, and they know it. Okay, then continue on.
They said they were given insufficient amount of bullets, 3 a day, while the enemy had as many as they needed. Other members of our nation's military forces have told me that during Desert Storm, they were gassed by our own military with some form of chemical warfare. They say they never have one moment of relief from the pain of their illness, but the government will not compensate them for it. One of these soldiers who told me these things was a guard named Niemeyer at FCI, the Federal Correctional Institution in Texarkana, Texas. He said the government is unwilling to help him in any way.
They won't let him have money to get doctors or anything. And he told me, he says, Tony, I don't have 1 minute of peace. I hurt all the time. I'm in constant pain. I says, well, the government sent you over there. Won't they give you treatment? He says, no, they won't give us any treatment whatsoever. Nothing. And I've seen it, you know, people deathly sick in prison and they won't treat them. They have a hospital in Springfield, Missouri, and one in Rochester, I think it's Minnesota. And a friend of mine, Liam Hamilton, he had a horrible liver problem. As a matter of fact, he died at the age of 22 or 23, and they would not treat him. Would not treat him until he was almost dead. It was too late. He was so desperate that a friend of mine in prison, who was a doctor, he wanted him to operate on him with knives, forks, and spoons, and the doctor, my friend, refused to do it. The doctor was the father of one of the biggest movie stars in the world today. This is a horrible, satanic, Roman Catholic-led government, this world system today. The Lord said that she is a mother of every abomination on the face of this earth, and people are going to get so fed up with her that they're going to burn her up. God is going to put it in the hearts of the people in Europe, all the different nations there, to come up against that organization and burn it to the ground. And the people are going to weep and wail and howl, those that have made millions of dollars and billions of dollars off of this, what God calls the whore, this whorish religion, false religion, this cult. They're going to weep and wail when that happens. Well, listen, I see that our time is up. You're not going to want to stand before the Lord if you're not born again of the Spirit. Say the sinner's prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of
Program 47.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another extremely enlightening message from the Word of God.
God bless you and praise the Lord.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.